episode, my mum, Cynthia, shares the jubilant feeling she felt when she completed all 10 rounds of the orbital radiation treatment.
Hi, this is Cynthia. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the previous episode where I interviewed my kids and their reflection on my crisis. Life does throw us curveballs we don't see coming our way. I thank God that He was there for my family and continues to be there every day of our lives. As I approached the finishing line of the orbital radiation treatment, I was feeling good, my heart rejoicing over what the Lord has done and is continuing to do in me and through me. I've been so touched and amazed that the Lord has given me a miracle restoring my optic nerves. I came so close to losing sight. The day of the 10th and final orbital radiation treatment came. Just thinking how daunting it felt before the session started, and now I'm at the finishing line. And to top it off, I had no side effects from the radiation. This has far exceeded any expectations I had from the start. The good news of my sight recovery progress was not just for my family and me. Even the orbital radiation specialist was astounded at how quickly I've recovered, as he was expecting some positive results in 6 weeks after the radiation. The radiation specialist was amazed by the incredible progress given how severe my condition was. He went to his team and introduced me to them. "She's the woman you prepared the radiation session for, and she's remarkably improved." When we sat in his office, again, this time with much optimism, the radiation specialist mentioned this. When he first met us, he didn't want to scare us. He went on to say that usually people who lose the ability to see colors in my condition means that the optic nerves are at its last legs. I shudder just thinking about it. I suppose with the amazing turnaround in my prognosis, I've now become yet another case study, but a positive one for the orbital radiation department. Completing the radiation treatment is such a big milestone. Even the hospital knows it, and they do this by installing a bell next to a wall with the words, "I've conquered this moment." I wanted to ring the bell to remind myself that I've conquered this moment, not by my own efforts, but through God and the loving support of my husband, my family, my friends, and community of faith. My husband videoed me as I smiled and rang the bell loudly with cheers from the hospital staff. Let me share the ring the bell moment right now with you. Yes, I have finished this treatment, finally. And to experience tremendous improvement when all I was getting was bad news. As a souvenir from the hospital, I get to keep the silicone mask as a reminder of what I've gone through. I hope to never need to use it again for radiation, but I do hope to use it to tell my story to encourage others. I'm reminded by Corrie Ten Boom's great quote, which arose from her most difficult but inspiring experience during the Holocaust. Corrie and her family risked their lives to rescue their Jewish neighbors during the Nazi occupation in Holland. The quote goes, "Faith sees the invisible, believes the unbelievable, and receives the impossible. I just want to affirm to those listening in, as you place your faith in God, believe that He is much bigger than your situation. He loves you and will come through for you as He has for me.
I hope you've been inspired by Mum's incredible journey. Please subscribe and share this podcast to people you know who will be encouraged by her story.